6 years ago, the Phelan Village Shopping Center was a vast cracked parking lot and a nearly vacant strip mall. It was built on top of what was once called Ames Lake. The basements in the stores flooded, the sidewalks buckled from the boggy ground underneath, and cattails sprouted from the asphalt. The rundown mall was an obstacle for local groups trying to revitalize the neighborhood. They decided to tear the mall down and bring back the wetland.
There's a baby duck and a beautiful mama duck coming right across the wetland.
The day before the dedication, Kurt Milburn of the redevelopment group, the Phelan Corridor Initiative, strode through the former mall taking video. School kids planted native grasses and flowers around the edge of a recreated pond. The pond sits in the center of what used to be the parking lot.
When they first dug this up to reclaim the wetland, the water seeped in the first 10 minutes the shovels were in the ground. It was so exciting to see this come back.
Restoring a wetland isn't a quiet business. A worker with what looks like an oversized power drill bores holes in the earth for native flower seedlings. Other workers spray bright green foam over ground newly seeded with native grass. The restoration still has a long way to go. Most of the soil is still bare. A low wall of black plastic sheeting surrounds the restored pond. But 83-year-old Marion Siebold remembers what the area used to look like when she was a girl.
The straw trees, wetland, and the small lake. That street wasn't there. I used to shortcut through the woods to go down Lake Phelan and go swimming. And then I moved away. I got married. We came back. And then one day bulldozers came in. They tore up all the trees. They pushed the hill down into the lake and wetland. And they built a shopping mall on it.
Now Siebold is one of the volunteers helping replant the area. They've been working with school children like 11-year-old Teresa Tren. She's out with her class from a nearby elementary school.
Yeah, we're going to plant, and before we cleaned up, picked up a whole bunch of this trash, and now it's a lot better. I think it's great. I mean, if we have more people to help us, then I think it's going to be a really big success. And then, you know, just by seeing all the ducks and geese flying around, and I think they feel safe enough to live around here.
The decaying mall had a reputation as a hangout for drug dealers. When Tony Rieger-Bohr of North American Prairies got the city contract to seed the area with native prairie plants, he worried the new plantings would be vandalized. Shopping carts from a nearby supermarket have been dumped in the pond, and graffiti has defaced the newly built pier. But Rieger-Bohr says he's been overwhelmed by the community's support. When a neighborhood group called offering volunteers to help with the planting, Rieger-Bohr expected a few people to show up at the organizing meeting. Instead, the room was packed.
I was totally impressed. They were just, a lot of them had never met each other before, and they were planning this thing out, figuring out, okay, we can be this day, you can be that day. We got some grant money. We can help you get buses to come down here with this grant money. And I sat back and went, wow, these people. And I had no idea this was going to make such a big impression on them, this place, and this was just so important to them.
Already, the project appears to be a success as a redevelopment tool. A state office building and senior citizens' apartments will be built nearby. The first fastest-growing prairie flowers should be blooming by this summer, with a parade of others in coming years. I'm Mary Lozier, Minnesota Public Radio.